115, that was a social.
I think so.
We were 30 minutes longer in the JCC. 30 minutes longer.
Not bad.
Yeah. All right. Good morning, Simeon. How are you?
Okay. Good morning, Rob. I get your.
That's right.
Dad, let me ask you, are you missing any people from the Shear this morning? You know, you got a couple of sinners out there. You don't know if they made it or not.
Baruch Hashem, Mike, look around the table. Most people are here. Some people, I think, we might have been away for Yom Kippur. We'll probably tune in or catch it later. But Baruch Hashem, no, this
okay.
The shear is going strong. So here we go. We're up to Reish Ayin Aleph. We just started a little bit last week. We read Sif Katan. We read Sif Aleph, and Sif Aleph didn't say much. I'll just read it again. That when you get home after davening, you should hurry to eat immediately. Now, you take a look and you notice that there's a Be'er Halacha that's the size of. I don't know. I can't think of an analogy of the day after Yom Kippur. But, okay. And so the question is, let's all talk about. So let's read a little bit of it. In the middle, it does switch gears a little bit to discussing just generally the mitzvah of Kiddush. Let's discuss first this issue, because it is actually an interesting one. It is apparently the Taz, who is a commentary on the side of the Shulchan Aruch here, who makes a comment that this means that what the Tur meant when the Tur originally sort of wrote this is that when you come home from Shul, you should start immediately. That means even right after Plag HaMincha. I'm actually going to grab the Shulchan Aruch here off the shelf. So, this is Reish Ayin Aleph. And apparently it's the Taz, who everybody is not upset at, but surprised maybe. Because the Taz here says, Va'afilu kodem, he doesn't say a lot here. This is Va'afilu kodem shetechshach. You can eat right away, even if it's before dark. U'mota lechol b'shabes la'yadei kiddush zan, because it's permissible to eat after making a kiddush that's before sundown. And this is actually a very common practice of ours in the summertime, that we make kiddush and we eat before the sun has set. Now, many of us, I think our meals probably are going into the nighttime, but when you go to a more northern area in the summertime, the time between Plag HaMincha and, you know, Shkia is longer. That hour and a quarter of halachic time is a longer time. And so much so that, as I mentioned before, there are definitely, you know, situations that are described where people will daven, they go home, and they eat, and it's still light out when they're done. So the Taz says, no big deal. Shabbat started, you're good. But now we're going to have a whole column of, well, if the Taz hadn't said it, I would never have said what the Taz said. So take a look here at the Be'er Halacha on the side. We'll read a little bit. Miyad, so he writes here, this was again, Chafetz Chaim wrote the Be'er Halacha too. V'afilu kodem chashecha. Now again, that was, I double-checked the quote. That's an accurate quote. Even if it's before dark. Kein kasav hataz. V'azil ishitase b'simen reish lamed hei sif katan gimel. And we follow his position in reish lamed hei, which is an earlier one when it comes to the discussion over there, I think, is the discussion of Maariv. Okay. Aval, right, remember we talked about, you could daven Maariv after Plag HaMincha, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim saying after Shkia and Rabbi Yehuda, and then you could follow either opinion. So, sort of a rare Psak Halacha moment where you can choose. Aval, if he mashe kosav hamagin avram b'simen reish samach zayin, behave havesiv sham b'mishnevur asif kotan vav. Yesh lahachmir. B'stoch zman chati shak dechodem laila mishum chobas kriyashma. He says, but if you're going to start your meal 30 minutes before the time for Shema, which is, you know, Tzeis HaKochavim, that's when we have to say the Shema again if we said it earlier. So if you're 30 minutes prior to that time, generally the halacha is, not just in the context of Shabbos, generally the halacha is if you're 30 minutes prior to the Kriya Shema, you shouldn't begin a meal. Because just like many other situations, if there's a mitzvah that needs to be done very soon, a meal may potentially distract you from the obligation that's coming up, and you'll eat, and then you'll fall asleep. It's like, towards the beginning of brachos, there's a whole thing about this. You come home from work, and then you shouldn't wait to daven until after. You shouldn't like eat and then say, "Oh, I'll daven afterwards." Rather, you should come home. You should maybe you should learn a little bit, and you should daven, learn or whatever. Whatever it's learn, daven, whatever one of those two order, and then you'll eat afterwards because you're tired. You're gonna fall asleep. The same thing applies every day. It should apply on Friday night as well. By the way, dafka on Friday night. I don't know about you. I'm more tired on Friday night than the other days of the week. And so perhaps we should be stringent and during that time not say Kiddush and not start our meal if we're in that time zone. But that's not what the Taz is describing, by the way. Just in general, right? 30 minutes before a Tzeis HaKochavim is already usually after sunset. Because according to many of the poskim, with the Shema you said in Shul was too early, so it didn't count. Now the Mishnah Brura points out, especially according to us, where our custom was to say Mariv after Shkia and Davin Mincha after Plag. Like the Kamosha Kasa Vayada Ephraim Sham, as the Gayada Ephraim says, which would mean that if you're davening Marv right after Shkia, you're probably ending at a time and getting home, probably in that window of the 30 minutes before that time for Shema, or possibly getting home in that time frame. So some are machmir to not say Kiddush during that time and rather wait, say the Shema at Tzeis HaKochavim, and then you proceed with Kiddush. The Chol Zeh B'Toch Chatzi Shah. This is just during that 30 minute with a half an hour window. As long as Kiddush was after Plag HaMincha, right, an hour and a quarter before sunset, you can go ahead and eat and drink and whatever you'd like to do. You can have your Shabbos meal. As we've said earlier, Reish Samach Zayin Sibbeis. When we call Makom, according to what the Magen Avraham has, you know, awaken, you know, so he's brought up. Lahakshos, that he's pointed out a difficulty, but he's on the mispal in Marav is mano, mincha achar plag hamincha, asu daven Marav after it's dark, and mincha after plag hamincha, alma de los virlan ka Rabbi Yehuda. We don't follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion about the timing about Marav. Ha'ech anu yotzin bazeh. How in the world could you make a Kiddush one time after Plag HaMincha and then have your meal at that point? We don't generally follow that opinion. We answered this question, which is that on Shabbos, there is an inyan of Tosefes Shabbos, by the way. We talked about that. There's an idea of adding from the weekday to the Shabbos. Okay. But he doesn't like this lechatchila, I guess. He says, lechatchila yoseh tov limno mizeh. Prevent yourself from being in this situation. If you're a kind of person who davens mincha marav in a staggered around shkia, which is all we do here, by the way, then you should avoid bringing in Shabbos a little bit to Kiddush early. That he feels already is too much, right? If you're generally saying that nighttime, in my general sense, is after shkia, who are you to make Kiddush now? Even though, okay, you can add Tosefes Shabbos, but who's to say that you can now have Kiddush and fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush and the meal before it's really dark?
Is that the concern?
Yes.
It seems like the concern is that it would interfere with the time dependency of saying Shema.
I think he's trying to say everyone would agree with. Everyone would agree that if you're already at that point,
if you're within 30 minutes,
then it's no good. And you shouldn't, then there's another halacha at play. But he's trying to say within the halacha of Kiddush, he doesn't feel comfortable that you go home and say Kiddush earlier than you would daven Marv on a regular night, because Kiddush is supposed to be Yom HaShabbos. Just because I added time to Shabbos Okay, that's very nice. I'm allowed to do Tosefta Shabbos, but when is the quote-unquote real Shabbos? That's when I should make the Kiddush on the real Shabbos day, once it's dark.
Well, you're adding for Shabbos. What are you doing during that time period?
Davening. Davening, I don't know. You're davening. You're adding the time of refraining so that... Look, I'm stretching a teretz right now, you know, for on behalf... Because this is not the Minhag Yisrael. I don't even know that this is like a modern Orthodox kula, you know? Like, I don't think that's like... I don't sense that that's something that's happening here. So, I guess he's not happy with this. And he goes on further about this, actually, in more great depth now. Yeah, Simeon, go ahead. I see you got your hand up.
Rob, whose day are you reading from now? Who is that?
The Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, you know, the Chafetz Chaim here, who was, you know, not sure about this whole practice. That,
yes, but he is much later than Rav Yosef Cairo. And if you go back and you read what Rav Yosef Cairo said, look, he says, Kashi Yavo Luveso, he could have said, Tzarich Lechol Miyad, but he uses the word Yimaher. I think that this is not a make-believe Shabbos. If you start Shabbos early, that is Shabbos, and you observe everything that you do on Shabbos.
Oh, 100%.
I don't understand his disagreement with the Shulchan Aruch.
Take a look. We're going to keep reading here, Simeon, and you're going to see how he's going to interpret this. Because you're right. On the surface, this would seem that when you get home, you should eat right away. That sounds like whenever that is. So now, but look what look at this, and you'll tell me if you like how they read this line. Look, the pshat is you should make Yiddish and eat right away. Don't delay. But take a look. This is you can't make this stuff up. Ready? Odos divrei hataz haniskar la'el. And with regards to the taz that we mentioned before. The Taz, who said, come home right away, even if it's before dark, and do whatever you need to do. La'aniyus dati, says the Chafetz Chaim, in my humble opinion, lulei dvarav ha'yisti omer de'en kavanas tatur klava masha amar miyad lizdareis davazeh. Had the Taz never said those words, I would have never suggested what the Taz said, says the Chafetz Chaim, because that's not what the Tur, in my opinion, meant when he said immediately. When you get home, Rak Shebaha Tur Lomar Deviigias Van Chiyuv Kiddush. What does it mean immediately? It means when the time for Kiddush is upon us, make the Kiddush immediately. And look what he says about the time for Kiddush. Dahainu Achashu Laila. Once it's nighttime, yeah, Sheaz Miskadesh Hayom, because then the day is now holy, meaning by the sun. It is holy. I may have made it holy on my own by adding from the weekday to the Shabbos, but when he says here, lechol miyad, when is miyad? When is immediately? After it becomes night, because then the day is holy on its own accord, not just because I declared it holy. Mm-hmm. This is how the Chafetz Chaim wants to interpret the Tur who wrote this originally before the mission, before the Shulchan Aruch. And that's why he says, mitzvah lasos davar zatechef velo le'acher. Do it immediately once it's dark and don't delay. Dilushon zochrehu al hayayin b'knisaso. Because when it says in the Gemara, you're supposed to, zochar selma Shabbos means zochrehu, to mention it. Mentioning the holiness of Shabbos, you're supposed to do it al wine. That's what the Gemara says, zochrehu al hayayin b'knisaso. When Shabbos enters, the Gemara says, mashma, meaning, according to the Mishnah Berurah, Techef Teshem Miskadesh Hayom, immediately when the day becomes holy, but day in of itself. Not because human beings made it holier earlier, but because the day itself became holy. When does the day become holy? When the sun sets.
No.
I mean, it's like, he's not happening right now. 1 second, Simeon. Hold the critique for a moment, though. I want to just lay it all on the table, and then you'll go to town, okay? V'chein mashma b'Rashi, psachim kuvav,
If you can't start Shabbos early, I accept it. If you can start Shabbos early, I accept it. But you can't have half a Shabbos.
Critique heard and understood, by the way. Don't worry, inside I'm having the same thing in my mind. Let's take a look here. But now he starts bringing proof. Mishneh Berurah, Chafetz Chaim was a brilliant scholar. He doesn't make things up from nowhere. Look what he brings as a proof. He says, V'chein mashma b'Rashi, p'sochim kuvav, ayin sham. Rashi seems to have this indication in Arvei p'sochim. But he just is not. He doesn't say that it's a mitzvah to hurry himself to get a kiddush because he is accepting of himself upon himself Shabbos. So okay, whatever. Basically, whatever. However, he reads the Rashi there. And I didn't look up the Gemara. The idea is that Rashi seems to have held this. If you read Rashi, you could read him this way. The Gama Rashba Shehevi Hataz. The Rashba, which the Taz even quotes, Shekosav Shemutar Beoso Azman Likadesh, Umutar Lechol Achakach Af Mishetechkach. What does he say? It's permissible in that time to make Kiddush, and it's permissible to eat afterwards, even if it's dark. Af Mishetechkach. The proof that the Taz brought that you can make Kiddush early, which was the Rashba, says, oh, even if it's dark, meaning implying, of course you can before. He says, Lo Matzino, I didn't see in the Rashba that it's a mitzvah to hurry yourself. Al Oso Hazman. It's like, oh, a vidyevet. If I did Kiddush, it's okay early after the fact. But is it ideal? It's not an ideal according to the Rashba, his reading of the Rashba. So he's trying to knock out all the proofs here of the Taz. V'ra'isi b'prisha, and he says, I saw in the prisha, shegam hulo hirgisha in midirei ha-rashba graya. The prisha also thought that the rashba wasn't a good proof that you can make kiddush l'chila early. And then he says here, v'teretz zekevim demutah l'kadesh v'meila mitzvah l'hakti mishun zachoya l'alayam b'kni sasso. And the answer is, though, but it seems that it's mutter to make kiddush by the fact that it's permissible, it's a mitzvah to make it earlier because of the idea of Zachver al Hayar Mikanisaso, because of this principle of mentioning the holiness of Shabbos over the wine when Shabbos ends. Now, I'm just going to continue here before Simeon's like holding it in. He's gonna okay. And now the Mishnah. All these attempted proofs, they're bad. They're bad. The Taz, I love the Taz, and if he had never said it, I would have never said what he said. And he says now, V'raya, my best proof. And now here's the problem, because the Mishneh Berurah does bring an excellent proof here. An excellent proof. Look what he says. It's from Brachos Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Whether you like this proof or you don't like the proof, it's a good proof. Whether you don't like it, you're like, this halacha doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. The proof that he brings is quite strong. And brachos of Zayin Amud Beis, the Amrin Hasham, the Rebbe Matzli Shol Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos. Very well known, because this is the idea that you can start Shabbos early. He davened the Shabbos davened, the Erev Shabbos. Meaning, it's not quite Shabbos yet, by the sun, but he davened early. He took in Shabbos early. What did he do next? V'nichnas l'merchatz l'hazia. He then went to the bathhouse to take a shvitz. Okay? This is important. This is before the rabbis made a decree that you can't do that on Shabbos. So what, that's that became a decree about going to the bathhouse and even the, going, to the sauna because of the balonim, the people who ran the bathhouses were saying, no, we warmed it up from before Shabbos. Don't worry, we didn't heat it up on Shabbos. And then the rabbis did an investigation and they caught them that the owners of the bathhouses were actually heating up the water on Shabbos. And so they said, nobody can go to the bathhouse on Shabbos. This is where the problem with rechitza actually starts on Shabbos. Why can't I have rechitza on Shabbos with warm water? Warm water beforehand, because there was zera that warm it up on Shabbos, and they found that there were some people who were playing games. So anyways, he did this before this decree. V'yatza v'shonal on Pirkin. Then he went and he learned a little bit. He learned Daf Yomi, whatever. He did a little learning. The Gemara says that it still wasn't dark. Why are they talking about him learning? They were trying to prove that the davening was very early. There was time to go to the bathhouse. And he gave shir to the Talmidim. All the time that it was still not dark. What is not mentioned in the Gemara? He didn't make Kiddush. If it's a mitzvah to make Kiddush right away, why didn't he go right away before going to the bathhouse, before giving the shir? Why didn't he make Kiddush and eat? Kodem shenichlas lamerchatz. V'akochach delo Kiddush mitchila. So obviously he didn't make Kiddush right away. Ushma mina, delo tzrichinen lizeiruze kol zman. There's no need to hurry kol zman shelohigi adayin zman chiyuva. Unless the zman chiyuv has kicked in. When is the zman chiyuv? When it's dark. Then there's a chiyuv that triggers. Not to say that if you do, that's very careful. I'm going to split hairs here. It's not to say that if you make Kiddush early, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. It's just that there's no mitzvah to hurry at that point. Remember, the whole point of the Shulchan Aruch was, when you come home, yimoher le'chol miyad, get down to business. The Mishnah Berurah is saying, not so fast. I have a story here of Rebbe, who didn't exactly hurry, and it was before nighttime, and the reason he didn't hurry was because it was before nighttime. And therefore, if you like in the winter, sorry, like in the summertime where we dab early, you come home and there's still light out, there's no push. Yeah. You see these three lovely children running around, there's a fourth one. Sometimes when I get home in the summer, we don't get down to business right away exactly as Kiddush. There's a lot that goes on before Kiddush happens. So, but there's no inyan of hurrying according to this approach. According to Taz, there's an inyan to hurry. Any time of the year, when you get home, it could be the sun is still out in the sky. I finished davening after Plaga Mincha with a quick minyan. Get down to business, get to the table, make it right away. There's a mitzvah to hurry. Here, saying there's no mitzvah to hurry. The mitzvah to hurry only kicks in when? When is it? Yad? After sunset. Sorry, go ahead, Jeffrey.
Everything based on the show, the fact that he was able to do all those things, I would think he set the Shabbos before Plag. That's right.
So much time. Set Shabbos before Plag. Shabbos. There's no acceptance before Plag.
But you can't, like, unless you live somewhere in Norway, there's not that
well,
much time.
Again, we have to remember also it's not like us, you know. Even talk about the mikveh. You know, people who, let's say, they go there and they go to the. I'm using the mikveh as a stand-in for the bathhouse here. The bathhouse was probably all on the. Everything was probably on the same block. So he davened, right? They davened before Plag. Never, they didn't have Kabbalah Shabbos. Their marv was marv. It was like a weekday marv, right? I don't even know if they had the bracha mei and sheva at that point. By the way, I don't think that can. It was just a regular marv. They said birchos kriya shma shmona esrei. Did they even say Aleinu at that point? I'm not sure they said Aleinu at that point yet. Right? So they literally just, it's Berchos Kriya Shema, Shema, Shemona Esrei, and they're going home. So the happening is 15 minutes, 20 minutes if they had more Kavana. So, you know, you still have an hour till the sun sets. So he went to take a 10-minute schwitz at the bathhouse down the street. And then he gave his 10-minute halacha shir. Right, to all the Talmidim, everyone looks forward to the Friday night Talmidim halacha shir, and then he came up. It was still light out. I mean, we have to assume that, you know, when we think of davening on Friday night, it's not so long, but it's not short because we say Kabbalah, we sing Kabbalah Shabbos. It's a whole to do. We make a Kiddush and Shul. Their davening was 15 minutes. Right, it's not like it was for us.
And you can absolutely not.
No. Plag is the earliest because that's the earliest time you could ever claim that it's where you could accept that it's the next day, because that's the earliest time that you could potentially even daven Marv, according to Rebbe Yehuda. So, anyways, I don't want to go into too much more. He's more back and forth about this, but the argument here is about whether there is a need for whether Miyad applies to any time on Shabbos or Miyad is a word that applies only after it gets dark. It's not to say that if you make Kiddush earlier, it doesn't count. Everybody agrees that if you make Kiddush after you accept Shabbos, it works. The question is whether there is an urgency that is necessary to Zochreyu Alayayim B'Knisoso. Right? When I'm making a Kiddush on the wine as Shabbos enters, is the entering part when I make Shabbos, try to do this quickly, or when Shabbos enters on its own, meaning when the sun goes down. Damien, I would like to hear your rebuttal. You've been very patient. Go ahead.
I'll tell you, Rob. It seems to me that what you're doing, or what you just read, says that irrespective of the fact that you decided to have Shabbos early, you can't go to a schmitz because your very presence there will cause the Eino Yehudi to throw an extra log on the fire.
So just to clarify, the issue in the, I believe in the Gemara, was that the Jewish bathhouse owners were the ones who were violating Shabbos. And so they made a decree across the board. No bathhouse, buddy, because the Jewish owners were making business. They were doing business on Shabbos. They were violating. Anyways, so I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But that's not how I learned the original manifestation of the halacha in Maseches Shabbos with Hirsch Wolf. It seems to me like one of the things they talked about there was Chamei Tveria.
Yes.
And you could do Chamei Tveria, and if you go to the bathhouse, eventually you're going to get a bill from Mr. Silverstein for having been to his bathhouse. So and you're not over on Shabbos. This is really the Shabbos Goy issue that the Gemara talks about.
Right. I have to go back and look at that sugya. I have to go back and look at the sugya. But the idea for sure is a rabbinic decree. There's nothing wrong on a d'oraisa level that before Shabbos, if water is heated up, to be able to use that to take a bath or shower. Midrabanan, we don't allow it. We don't allow midrabanan.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis. Yeah. About this? I don't know that there is... I guess you have a lot on your side to say that you don't have to be... When you get home, the first thing you have to do is make Kiddush if it's not dark. And it's dark, by the way, in general. For sure, when it's dark. Right. 30 minutes is the halacha. And actually, the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring it up again now in the Mishnah Berurah part. That is the real halacha, by the way. That you should try to say Kriya Shema before you make. If it's already the time for Shema, you should say Shema before you do Kiddush.
We announced, just like Friday night.
Yeah. It's an interesting. I should ask Rabbi Mercer why there is no opinion of that. You know, when I dive into my in-laws' shul, the Young Israel of Woodmere, and certainly in the summer, but even in the winter, they often make an announcement. The rabbis will get up, part of the announcements on Friday night. They'll say, you know, this minion is here tomorrow at this time. Blah, blah, blah. Please remember to say, you know, the three paragraphs of Kriya Shema tonight after whatever the time is. I don't know why we don't make that announcement on Friday night. Really, on every night, by the way. I mean, it's really an obligation. Every night we daven Ma'ariv too early here for the Shema to be sure that it counts. So I will say that I spoke to a colleague of mine who works in KJ. Okay? I think you know Roy Feldman. So Roy Feldman, he told me many years ago that at KJ, they bedafka don't make the announcement because they want to support, really, the conclusion of the first Tosfos in Berachos, which justifies how the Jewish people were saying Shema early. And in order to not be, cast doubts on Jews throughout history who said Shema at a quite an early time, that they weren't following halacha, KJ, they would say, oh, that's your Yotze, with that Shema. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold that way, by the way. The Shulchan Aruch, I mean, I appreciate the historical piece of that, that Jews, you know, were saying Kriya Shema very early and not necessarily going back and repeating it. Rashi tried to say, well, the Kriya Shema al Hamita suffices. But the only problem is that that's only one paragraph. And, you know, it's a difficult tosafos. I mean, I appreciate it. It's a historical one. It's very, even though we learned a couple of years ago at this point, Shulchan Aruch does not. We go back and repeat it after it's for sure three stars out. So, I don't know if that comes from that history of, like, you know, not wanting to, denigrate the generations that come before us. I don't know. I have to ask Ryan Morrison if there's a particular reason we don't make that announcement. Anyways, so Sif Katan Beis, in the Mishnah Berurah, Miyad. Umikol Makol. Mehanachon Mikros Kriya Shema Mikodem. Nevertheless, this goes back to the Kriya Shema point. It is correct to really say Shema before. Imistapik, Mishnah Beis HaKnesses, Lo Kara Bizmana. I didn't say Kriya Shema at the right time. At Shul, if I'm not sure. Take a look at the earlier statement that we talked about. This question.
And mikoda means before you eat? Or...
Yes. Mikoda, before you eat. Yes. Again, if it's during that time or right before that time, you know, then you should hold till that time. Now, Kostav HaRambam, the Rambam writes, Perek Chav Test, chapter 29, in the Mishnah Torah of Hilchos Shabbos, from the page. Mitzvahs, I spared you from the Be'er Halacha, the full discussion. It's very fascinating, by the way, but it's really quite an arichos. Okay? Mitzvahs ha'seh min ha'Torah l'kadesh es yom ha'Shabbos b'dvarim. Now, these are the ABCs of the mitzvah of Kiddush. And by the way, having just gone through a Yom Kippur that was a Shabbos, okay? I'm sorry, none of you around the table were with me on JCC. I spoke about that. That was my Yiskrit Rasha, was the unique nature of Shabbos, Yom Kippur being together and how they are in complete contradiction, that you fulfill the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur tells me I can't eat and drink. Oneg Shabbos tells me I have to eat and drink to enjoy the Shabbos. Anyway, I spoke about that with my drasha on Yom Kippur, about how we actually do fulfill the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos even when we are forbidden to eat and drink. The mitzvah from the Torah is to make Kiddush with our words. With our words, that's how we fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush min ha-Torah. There's no wine. V'shenemar, what's the proof text for the mitzvah of Kiddush from the Torah? From the Ten Commandments. Zachor et yom ha-Shabbos l'kodesho. We should remember the Shabbos day to sanctify it. How do I do that? Kolomar, the tradition of the rabbis. Zachrehu zachiras shevach v'kiddush v'chulei. As if to say, you should mention it, you know, a mentioning of the praise and the sanctity of this day. It's all with my words. We divrei sofrim, and from the words of the rabbis, that is a classic Rambam word for midi rabbanan. The whole is all paper written about when the Rambam says me divrei sofrim. What does he mean? He actually could mean a few different things. Here it's clear. It's me the Rabbanon. Shetehei zechira zo al kos shel yayin. This mentioning should be over a cup of wine. So me the Rabbanon, we add in using a cup of wine. As I've said many other times, the wine enhances the moment. It adds a splendor to the mitzvah. And chashivus to the mitzvah. Yeah, oh, perfect. There you go. We said the same thing. Perfect, Simeon. Yeah, Hashivas. And this is what Tosfos in Sukkah and Nozir says. Dal hayayin hu rak midirabanan. The wine part of Kiddush is only midirabanan. The cost of a magen Avram de lefiza midah oraisa bekiddush sheomer betfila sagi. That the Kiddush that you say in Tfila is enough midah oraisa. This is what I'm referring to a whole discussion. Also, by the way. By the way, that's part of what the Be'er Halacha is about, the big part here. Is it enough if I have Kavana or if I don't have Kavana? And during Tefillah, if I don't have Kavana to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, can I fulfill a mitzvah if I don't have Kavana for the mitzvah? That's a lot of this discussion, by the way. So here, anyways, Mido Raisa, if I said it in Tefillah, that's enough, which is why it was so important this week. Now, you all knew this, but I don't know if everybody else knew it. It was why it was so important that we said Vayechulu after Shmoneh Esrei this week, because we didn't say it in the Amidah. And so on Friday night, we said Vayechulu And hopefully everyone is around the table here appreciated why we were saying Vayechulu. This was the week to say Vayechulu because there was not Vayechulu in the Amidah. And that is how we mentioned Shabbos. Yes, we had some mentions of Shabbos in the Amidah. It's true. But this was a more choshuva way to acknowledge the Shabbos. You read the psukim of the creation story on the seventh day. And that's fulfillment, at least, on a d'oraisa level. The k'ra k'siv zachor es yom ha-Shabbos. The pasuk says, remember the Shabbos day. And I remembered it. I mentioned it. I'm good. Mi d'oraisa. The kiddush b'mkom se'uda, and the principle of making kiddush in the place where you will eat your meal, mi d'rabbanan. That is a rabbinic concept, to make the kiddush where I eat. Because you'll say, well, but when I say kiddush where I'm davening, that's not the mokom se'uda. That Malcolm Suda, according to this, is a rabbinic concept. Kemosha Kostav Habes Yosef Ethim Resh Tamachtes, Habahim Hagiram, Mariah Lazemina Gmar, the Yotzem in a Torah, but feel. That Mina Torah, feel is enough. By the way, when we get to the Simon about Kiddush Malcolm Suda, I'll show you the post about Arbe Psachim, which is the source for why do we have to do Kiddush from Malcolm Suda. And he actually quotes Sukim from Yishayahu as the proof. The Karasa La Shabbas Oneg. All right, some people say that during the Kiddush on Shabbos day before they do the Shamru, which is, but anything that you bring from a Navi is not a proof midah oraisa. Okay. Alkein, im safek lo im kiddush im olo, ein tzarech lachlo l'kaddush, desfeka derabban on l'kula. Now here's an interesting application of the principle. If I know that I davened, but then I went home, for some reason, you probably drank too much. And you're like, did I make Kiddush tonight or not? Because I'm not sure how you forget that part. I don't understand how this suffix comes up. You have a suffix. Did I say Kiddush tonight or did I not say Kiddush tonight? If you have a suffix, whether or not you said Kiddush, again, I don't know how you get to the suffix. You don't need to go back and say it again. Why? Because now it's only, because Midah Oraisa, I davened. And no, therefore, it's only a sake of the Rabbanon, a sake of the Rabbanon, Lekula. Tafik the Rabbanon, a doubt when it's rabbinic, I don't need to do it again, and I shouldn't because I shouldn't mention God's name perhaps in vain. Gam, he points out here, the katan shigia lechinuch. If you have a child who's arrived at the age of education, not bar mitzvah, but they are already at they can understand certain principles about how a mitzvah works. My oldest guy over there is already at the point where he is higia lechinuch. I can explain, and your daughter were in the same class, right? I can explain a concept to them. They can understand the concept. Do they understand all the depths of everything? No, but they can understand it. He wants to claim here that my 9-year-old, and at that point, make Kiddush for me on Friday night because I came home from shul. I discharged my Torah level obligation. Therefore, what's left is all the rabbinic in nature. So even the child who's a higiel lechinuch could make the kiddush, and it works for me. This is very schwer. Okay, I'm just gonna see. Okay, yeah. Okay. Simi is like good, good. He's like, yeah, nice. The ulam, he says, ulam yesh lefach make basdei harbe. He points this out that this statements by, I guess this is who Prima Gaudim. I'm not sure who even made. Who was it? Hold see, the Derech Chaim. Yeah, he says I don't like this. The Hakaimel on the El Simin Samech Sivdal the Mitzvot Srichos Kavana. First of all, he has a few problems here. Number one, we said Mitzvot Srichos. We paskin in the Hilchos Kriyashma Mitzvot Srichos Kavana Latzef Baasias Hamitzvah. When you're doing and it's an action, you have to have Kavana that I'm doing a mitzvah. Right? When I do an action, I should have kavana that I'm doing a mitzvah right now. Mistama, en mi derech ha'olam lechavin latzei sef ha-mitzvah sa'asei zizokho batfila. It's a really a good point. Who here, when they're saying Shmon Esrei on Friday night, or even saying Vayechul on Friday night, who really is having kavana that I'm fulfilling a mitzvah of Kiddush right now? I'm not sure any of us are having that kavana when we're saying it. We're saying it because the words are there, and it's part of tefillah. We're having kavana that it's part of tefillah. But not necessarily that I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush. So first of all, he says, I don't like this because, you're playing with fire here. Mitzvah Srichos Kavana, and who's saying that everyone's having Kavana when they're saying tefillah, that they're Kavana for the mitzvah of Kiddush? Second, sorry, continuing. Kevin, well, how do I know they don't have Kavana? Kevin, she'esh lo b'yayin opas v'yochol l'kadesh alei hen achar kach v'vracha kadin. Furthermore, they might have kavanah that I'm dafka not fulfilling the mitzvah of kiddush right now because I want to do the mitzvah of kiddush with wine or bread in place if there's no wine. So I dafka want to have kiddush, you know, with the wine, like the real kiddush, the one I'm going to fulfill. So maybe I dafka opposite kavanah, kavanah not to be fulfilling the mitzvah. Okay, more likely I'm having no kavanah, right, for any of the mitzvahs here that are being discussed. Like I'm not thinking about kiddush at all. But even if I am, I'm thinking I want to do kiddush when I get home. But Tov Yoser Shiyetz the Az Hamitzvah Sase Dal Raitz Amishiyetz the Ata Yebelo Kos Belo Shalovim Kom Tzudas. Mitzvah here says better not to do the mitzvah right now. You know, you know, better to do the mitzvah Dal Raitz later with the wine at the Shabbos table than to do the mitzvah now during davening. You know, when you have no wine and you have no Makom Tzuda. A few other reasons. There's other reasons to be very wary about a kid making kiddush. Okay, number one, first of all, who says all the adults? Hey, now, point number one is who said all the adults are yotze? Just because they daven doesn't mean they actually do the mitzvah midaraisa. If you hold a mitzvah strichos kavana, because who's having kavana? Maybe not everyone was having kavana for the mitzvah of kiddush. Second, he says the commotion of ver halacha. He talked about this in the ver halacha. Alkein yesh lim no milatzeis. But I want to honor my kid. I want to make them feel good. So you make the kiddush, and I'm saying it word for word with them. You know, they're saying it. I'm saying it with them, right? He doesn't like this either. Unless you're also holding the cup of wine, don't be like, oh, well, he'll. My 9-year-old will hold the wine, your grape juice. They'll make the kiddush. I'll make them feel really good about themselves. And I'm just saying it by myself to myself. So I tell all the words. At that point, that's not, once you're on the same level of obligation, you know, you need to have the wine also. Who said that their mitzvah, their rabbanon, they can discharge your mitzvah, their rabbanon? Because honestly, a kid is not even in the chlal, the parak of mitzvos, really. It's the whole question. Can they discharge anything? They're a minor. Their obligation is really is not existent. We fictitiously create an obligation for them to is a matter of education, right? We teach them and you know to make brachos, we teach them to daven, we teach them to shake lulav and esrog, we teach them to, but their level of obligation is it's my obligation, mitrabanan, to educate them. I'm not sure that they have any obligation. They are about. So he says here, I don't like this whole thing. You know, unless we're doing that, you say a kiddush, they say kiddush. I have wine, they have grape juice, and okay, everyone's saying kiddush at the same time. Okay, that's cute. Okay, so he says here now, he throws in an extra fact, which is interesting. I never thought about, but I thought about that verb. He says it, I'm like, oh yeah, that's obvious. Vidah, the kiddush shall yomto, which we're going to have in a the kiddush of Yom Tov, who midrabanan? That is all midrabanan. There is no mitzvah on Yom Tov of kiddush from the Torah. It is all rabbinic. They call it because it's a Yom Tov lekodesho. It's a zachar esam hashabbos lekodesho. And he says when we call makom yesh lekol din kiddush al shabbos. We treat all the halakos are the same on Yom Tov as a shabbos, even though the obligation level is only the rabbanan. With. Yom Tov chal be'erev Shabbat. Yom Tov falls out on a Friday, like it does this year. Ve'ein lo ela kos echad, and you only have enough wine in the house for one cup, so I could choose kiddush on the second night of Yom Tov. I realized, oof, you only make kiddush on the second night of Yom Tov this year from Sukkot, or I could hold my wine for Friday night, Thursday night or Friday night, but I only have enough for one. Okay, and I guess I'm not able to procure from a friend or neighbor. Otherwise, do that. Well, yeah, so I'm saying, let's say on the second night of Yom Tov, I realize, oop, I only have enough either for tonight or for tomorrow night for Friday. There's a Kiddush Friday night also, right? But I'm going to run into a problem now. So which Kiddush do I prefer? The Yom Tov Kiddush, which is now, or do I hold off with the wine till later, for the next day? Yeah. Well, but they'll say you have exactly the right, the minimum amount you can make kiddush on. So manicho l'shabbos shehu min haTorah uve yom tov yikadesh alafas. Better to make kiddush then at that point with challah on Yom Tov, and in the place where it says borei pegaf, and just say I'm in the aretz, and then you know proceed with the bracha.
then and then use the wine on Friday night because that's the mitzvah in our Torah. I better to enhance the mitzvah in our Torah than the mitzvah in the Rabbanan. Yes. Well, I superimposed here, and that's on me. I superimposed here that second day of Yom Kippur. Let's assume that it's Shavuos, for example, where you have, in Israel, it's only one day. It can be Friday. Shabbos could be just Shabbos. So I superimposed that here. Let's assume worst case scenario that it's the first day of Yom Kippur, and that there's no snake of the Yom Kippur. And it's like, it's Eretz Yisrael, snake of the Yom Kippur. Okay, yeah. So that's halacha. Now, let's go to Siv Beis. Yeah, this is where okay, this is worth the price of admission today. Just this, okay? Yeah, I'm just gonna read words of the. No, I'm talking about this is not price because the mitzvah only because the mitzvah is the way all the iron between sussa that's Martha. When Shabbos, because I have to mention Shabbos with wine. But Kinesasa is that key word. There's no Kinesasa with Shabbos morning.
You sure you want to do this, Rav?
Oh, the next tip? Yeah, I'm going to read the words of the Shulchan Aruch. I am not going to superimpose any of my commentary. So lest I be accused of being quite a liberal. I'm just going to read the words of Maran. Maran of Yosef Karo. Here we go. Sif Beis. Noshim, it's going to turn back a page, by the way. They go back to order. Okay, Noshim chayos the Kiddush. Women are obligated to Kiddush. Afal pish hu mitzvah tasei shazman grama, even though it's a positive time-bound mitzvah. Okay, rish mitzvah tasei hatulia bezman. Positive mitzvah, dependent upon time. Mishum the itkash zochor lishamor, because there is a hekesh, a connection between zochor and shamor. Okay.
So it's a mitzvah losaseh as well.
I'll keep going. So there's a connection between zochor and shamor. We just I'll make a lachas here. You understand that the first time the dibros appear in the Torah, it says zochor siyam shabbos lekacho. The second time it says shamor. And the famous mitzvah also brought halacha is Zohar v'Shamor Tzibur Echad Nemar. They said together. And because of that, that is going to be a key here. So there's a connection between these two. Therefore, women are obligated, even though it's a positive type of mitzvah, they are obligated. Mitzvah, let's say, we're coming out of mitzvah of Sukkah. Sukkah is a time-bound mitzvah. Women are not obligated in the mitzvah of Sukkah. If they choose to engage in it, if they choose not to, they were obligated to. And then the focus about this would be the bracha. The Sfaradim would say the woman should not make the bracha on a mitzvah of Shazman Grama. They do not say the bracha, they do the mitzvah. So they want a whole lulav and esrog. I actually have to be careful about this in the school because we have a lot of Sfaradim in our school, Baruch Hashem. And so the girls who are Sfaradim, they should not make a bracha on lulav and esrog. Lulav and esrog is a time-bound mitzvah. The Ashkenazi Pesach Halacha, following Tosfos, is that women bracha on Mrs. Hesha Azman Grama. Therefore, they can make a bracha, they can make Leshe Basukah. But for Sfaradi women, they do not make, but they can participate in the mitzvah, it's not a problem. Because why? Say, Asher Kiddushan of the mitzvah, Sav Vitzivanu, and I command it. That's the position of not saying it. I can't, how am I? I didn't get it. A woman who's not obligated in this mitzvah. It also says, it's the general command. It's a command, you know, and just because I don't have to do it doesn't mean I'm not commanded in the general sense. Jewish people were commanded that I still, relevant, this mitzvah is relevant to me even if I'm not forced to do it, you know, or obligated to do it. Anyways, so, v'hani nashay, oil v'isnayu v'shira, since these women are obligated, since they are relevant in the shira, isnayu v'zachira, they are relevant in the Zechira of Shabbos, because of the connection between these two. Now, again, I'm just translating. I'm not here to do anything more. Umotzios es ha'anoshim. Women can be motzi men in kiddush. Hoel v'chayavos min ha'torah kemosam, since they are obligated min ha'torah, just like the men. Period. Okay. Women can be motzi men in Kiddush on Friday night. Okay. I translated. No one should accuse me of anything here. Okay. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah is going to maybe, you'll not be surprised, maybe be a little bit machmir about one of these issues. First, he's going to give the explanation about the halacha, which emerges from the Gemara. This is a sugya in Brachos, okay? In the Andapchop and Basakis Brachos. This is not even the Shulchan Aruch being liberal, progressive. This is in the Gemara. You can't, that's why you can't deny the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says women can emote men on Kiddush. Words of the Gemara. Now, take a look at Sifkot on Gimel. Let's give a little color to this sugya of the Gemara. And then you'll see he gets a little bit mach. He's going to be a little mach. But not as clear as you think, okay? And we'll take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay? He says here, Zachor HaSiyam HaShabbos HaAmur BaDibros HaRishonos. That was stated in the first Dibros. Zachor. V'shamor HaSiyam HaShabbos HaKodshom HaDibros HaChronos. The second time it appears, it says Shamor. Shneihem B'Dibor Echad Nemu. And the tradition is that they were stated together at the same time. They were Zachor and Shamor. God said, you know, Zachor and Shamor in some miraculous way at the same moment. Right? Koi al Shmira, Vizachor Koi al Mitzvah Sase de Kiddush. Zachor is interpreted as being the positive mitzvah of Kiddush. And Shamor is the Shmira Mimalacha, is the, you know, guarding from Malacha, is the of the negative commandments of Shabbos. And just like with the prohibition of the for prohibited labors, for sure women are obligated. What are you going to say? Women are not obligated in making a fire on Shabbos. That's ridiculous. Of course, women are obligated in negative. The mitzvahs both say in chiluk between bizman grover and shein bizman grover. There's no differentiation when it comes to negative, whether it's bound by time, whether it's not bound by time. So Cain, turn the page. But I say that zochor gam nashim mitzuvos. So too, by positive, women are obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush because of the Hekesh, because of this Talmudic principle connecting Zachor and Shamor, because it was stated by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Kodesh Baruch Hu did this. It was at the same time. Therefore, it is a mitzvah for women, and there's no tour by the time-bound piece. Upashush, yeah. It's obvious a minor cannot be motzi a woman. How could the Rabbanan Chiyuv? And again, the Rabbanan Chiyuv for a kid is also shaky ground. I'm just saying it like it is. But certainly, there's no discussion to be had that a child can be motzi the woman because she has an obligation biblically. Now, what they're getting into here is the reality of historical reality that women often were illiterate and that there were sometimes children who were being educated and who were literate, particularly the boys. Okay? And that's why he writes here, Afilu hu ben yud gimel shana, and even if, let's say, he's 13 years old, he's bar mitzvah age. So you'll say, well, now he's going to oraisa sachim. Well, chayshin Hashem alohevi shtei saros. But there's perhaps a fear here that this child has probably 13 years. Really, the obligation is 13 years, but also signs of physical maturity, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And the vemile de oraisa, lo samchina a chazaka. When it comes to things that are de oraisa, we don't rely on a chazaka of years in this case. The mikaren shigia lechol shanim, higia lechol simane sa'aros. We're not going to assume. Just because they have come to years, and therefore they have come to us, can assure us about simanim of mature physical maturity. Actually, I got to start to see some of that little hair growing in, that's the awkward teenage, you know, mustache hair. Okay, come on, then I know you can make kiddush for me. Then I'm good, right? Kimo shekostu. Therefore, a woman should make a kiddush for herself. Well, that's very interesting because obviously this is a side point, and I don't want to go too field on this one. You know, the minag very strong minhag. I don't even think it's just in the our belt, in the more yeshivish belts also. The bar mitzvah boy gets up and lanes and he does the whole shebang on his bar mitzvah day. Sometimes, you know, sometimes you're like, okay, this kid already has like a beard, right? And sometimes, oh, and yet we don't ever say, well, you know, you're 3'3", I'm not comfortable with this situation. But it's interesting because tefillah is not something that is that you know, the tefillah is not d'oraisa. Davens, let's say, from the Amudori at that point. Not d'oraisa, right? He has the meat d'oraisa where choshesh. When it comes to d'oraisas, we don't like to play around. But when it comes to you know, Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaTorah, it's interesting. The obligation of Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos morning may only be midirabbanan, right? You know, we might say that the Kiddush was, sorry, not Kiddush, the Kriyas HaTorah, you know, the question is, there an individual obligation, is there a communal obligation? But I'm not sure that you could say that it's a Torah obligation to have Kriyas HaTorah every Shabbos. Point to me the Pasuk, but that states that it's a mitzvah. So perhaps the reason, I'm just really speaking off the cuff, perhaps the reason that we don't start questioning young bar mitzvah boys about their maturity, their physical maturity, all the things that they end up doing on their bar mitzvah are rabbanon in nature. But it would be interesting if the bar mitzvah boy, the way where it could be a problem is if there's a Friday night meal and we say, the bar mitzvah boy, you make kiddush. Which I've never seen happen, by the way. I've never seen that they insist that the bar mitzvah and make kiddush. But perhaps if that was the case, we should actually be choshesh if the bar mitzvah was the one who made kiddush, because that bar mitzvah made the oraisa. Anyways, just a side point, was thinking about when I was going over this. So he says here, just to finish this fascinating topic, okay, because there's so much to say about it. The ena lekadesh ba'atzma. So now let's say that the woman who doesn't know how to read. So for her and her 13-year-old or 12-year-old boy knows how to read. So she's in a bind. She and the husband's not home for whatever reason. There's no husband around. The imeina yodas lekadesh ba'atzma. She doesn't know how to make kiddush on her own. Omar imo mila b'mila meirosha ve'atzma. She should say word for word with him. 12-year-old boy should make it, you know, Baruch, Baruch. And he's making kiddush for himself, and she makes it for herself, but he's reading the words and she's just repeating. That's what she should do, because she can't be, have in mind, not to have kavanah to fulfill kiddush from him. The open zeh kavan parents a kiddush also, since she's not saying the kiddush on her own. Should she have a wine or bread in front of her when she's taking the kiddush? And she shouldn't be relying on what the young boy has the wine or the challah in his grasp. Because she can't fulfill her mitzvah kiddush through him. And this doesn't help. This helps even if he's a very young. We have a 7-year-old brilliant scholar, a little boy. One second here, I'll have you ask your question in a second. He's very young, but he knows the Kiddush. Okay, help mom. Mom doesn't know the Kiddush, so help mom out. And this is fascinating here, as I'm talking about. The only reason the woman is doing this is because she doesn't know how to read. Otherwise, if she knows how to read, she could do it herself. And all this is if the woman hasn't davened. Maybe she memorized tefillah. Many people memorize tefillah. That's my new tefillah. But we talked about maybe you're not, if you don't have a kavanah. That's the whole question. That point, it is fascinating. Because then I don't have the d'oraisa obligation anymore. And now my obligation is only rabbinic. And now you have a boy who's 13 years old. Maybe we question his physical maturity. But we said only machmir on mile d'oraisa, right? And he is already a mitzvah boy, and this is only rabbinic now because the woman who davened marv and she had come on up for the mitzvah of kiddush and the tefillah, right? She yotzia achar kach v'kiddush behindu she yichavim hotzia, because now he can have kavanah to be mitzvah her. He's you know, and this is not a d'oraisa matter anymore. Kasa v'sefer Rabba, shnei anashim imrotzi mahotzi b'nei beitam. You get two men who want to be motzi their household. So you're having two households in the same... One second, let me finish this comment and then you'll ask a question. And I actually know that you're going to ask a good question. Okay? If you have two men, two families there, they're eating together. You ever been there? You want to make kiddush for yourself? You want to make kiddush for yourself? Right? You always, you know, ask them, do you want to make kiddush for yourself? And that's fine. If they want to, they can. Actually, no reason to do that. But and people always ask me, if I'm eating at your house, you know, of course I trust that you're going to make kiddush. Like, you know, like I'll be okay with your kiddush. Like, but if, let's say, people insist to make their own kiddush, lo yikachu ka'achas, they should not make it at the same time. My family is on this half of the table listening to me make the kiddush, and you're on the other side of the table, and your family is listening to you make your kiddush. Don't do it at the same time. Because your voice is so difficult to distinguish between them. There is some pushback here. I had some of my extra comments that, you know, and I'll talk about them in a second. The reason why I'm listening to people singing Kivanu Vacharta V'otanu Kidasha, and I can't distinguish. If I'm listening to my dad, right, and I'm only being yotze through my dad, and you're being yotze through your dad, right, I'm like, wait, I can't hear who's saying Kiddush right now, right? And so therefore, big turn. You make Kiddush first, I make Kiddush second. Now, in my extra comments I have here, they do write, they put the custom that people multiple my kiddush. Even when they're motzi their household. And the explanation for why the minhag is acceptable is because the mitzvah of kiddush is so beloved. They're concentrating to listen. That two people can read the Megillah at the same time. And it's okay because I'm going to pay close attention because I love the mitzvah of Megillah. Not recommended by me. That's not better. But if you do it, it's fine. It's better not to do it by Kiddush. But if there is a minhag to do it. If you're going to do it, better to do it, you know, back to back or something like that. But if you do, but after the fact, it's fine. If you do it, it's fine. If that's your minhag, not to tell you to change your minhag. The interesting case he brings up here, Uli Inyan, and that never happens in my house at all. Right, guys? You'll talk if this never happens. All my kids are here saying, Uli Inyan, Hag Mekadesh, Bishah, Shetinok, Bocha, the Chayotza Baza. What about making kiddush while a child is crying? Never happened, right, guys? No one ever cried at our table. Okay? Tadas, Rav Nissen Karlitz, said, Ein Bazeh Chisaron, Shel Trei Kale, Lo Mishtamayim. There's no chisaron in two voices. You can't distinguish one from the other. The crying is not meinyan hakiddush. You can get louder. When your kids cry, you just talk louder in order for you to. I know. Hakiddush, we believe, lasim lev lekolz. People just naturally get louder when this happens, he said, without even realizing it. They end up being louder, and no worry ever will hear you. Now, what this actually does in a serious matter, though, if you're going to be yotzei, sometimes on Friday night, kiddush made here in the shul, like a big crowd. Here you have to be careful. Because what happens when they get to kivanu v'achart, here's what sometimes can happen, and I'm telling you to be careful. The person who's making the kiddush, and you're being yotzei, starts saying, kivanu, and everyone joins in. Kivanu v'acharta. Wait, I can't hear them. They're on the other end, middle of the room, and now everyone just overran the Kivanu Vacharta, and I didn't hear the actual bracha of Kiddush. So if you're going to do Kivanu Vacharta like that, it's actually important that the person who makes Kiddush, you can trigger everybody. It's a fascinating question. I don't want to start, you know, messing with it. If you're in the middle of listening to somebody else's bracha interrupt, that's why we say on Rosh Hashanah. I don't know, Rabbi Morgan said it enough before. We don't say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo. Why not? Because if in the middle of a bracha, you're being Yosef, you shouldn't interrupt it with your own talking. And you, not because you'll miss the word, but because the bracha should be heard from beginning to end without interruption. It's fascinating how it became a minhag of Kivanu Vacharta. Because really, it's better to hear first. Now, if you're just around the table, just a family, and the one person is saying Kivanu Vacharta, beautiful. And if you want to, like, you want to hum along, hey. that everybody sings is an interesting minhag. I'm not here to say don't minhag. Minhag is a minhag, but it's interesting. But certainly, if you can't hear the words, that's a problem. You have to stop. And I'm standing, by the way, close at a chuppah. People are something very good about this, right? They shevar some people they trigger them to say, and they don't know what I'm saying, and they go back. The reason you do that is because they want the words to be heard by everybody. Same thing with the kivah. I will say on Friday night when Kiddush here in shul, I do not do that. I actually say I think kivah lachas. I don't wait for everyone to be longer. Why? Because there it makes sense. No one else is being noted with the Kiddush except the child standing right next to me, who can hear me, and it's not a problem. So do I sing it?
What do you do?
Oh, when they start singing it? But I actually don't. I don't sing it because of the street. I actually don't sing it. I don't. In the shul I sing it. At home, right? I just say what? No, I don't sing. I don't sing it because of the halakha territory of people are singing during. And they're talking, and you're not supposed to roll. All right, we'll stop here. Next week, we're going to finish the topic. I just asked a question a moment. We're going to finish the topic of women and Kiddush, because is it really okay for a woman to be white to be the one who makes Kiddush? Certainly, and we're going to see that the proof is not. So much in the pudding. There's some proof, but it's not as in the pudding. And even the Mishnah Berurah is going to come and admit that a wife can make a kiddush for her husband. She's just not going to be comfortable if she makes kiddush when there are guests. That's what's going to happen. So even the Mishnah Berurah is going to allow the kiddush to be made by the wife. Yair, go ahead, ask the question.
My son's waiting to ask me a question. Go ahead.